Wait, those are wait. Wrong did for you? Sure.
This could get.
Oh, I did it wrong already.
No, it sounds stupid.
Are you ready?
This could get awkward.
I think that was perfect. Hey, and welcome back to This Could Get Awkward. And if you have been following along, this is an interesting date from a previous episode where I shared about how I got ghosted, mosted, I guess, in a relationship. Guess who slid into the DMs? We're going to get to that message, but first, I'm Janelle.
I'm Sam.
Lots of ways that you can connect with us. On Twitter, it's at TCGA Podcast.
On Facebook, it's This Could Get Awkward, or you can email us, thiscouldgetawkwardpodcast@gmail.com, or you could just go to our website where all of that is listed for you.
Okay, so just a quick recap on the whole situation, I guess. Mm-hmm. This mosting, ghosting. Mosting is a new dating term, I guess. It's very similar to ghosting someone. You just, you know, you create this connection and then you just stop talking to them and fall off the face of the earth.
Wait, that's ghosting.
That's ghosting. But yeah. I think mosting, my understanding of the situation is that you create an even deeper level of a connection with somebody.
It's kind of like catfishing, right?
Yeah, it's like you almost build a relationship with this person and then you do fall off the face of the earth. So in my situation, this actually happened with somebody.
Or just like, sorry, I'm just still trying to understand the terminology. So like, it's like you build a relationship with them and kind of like, is the mosting part where you kind of like lead them on?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. So quick recap on my situation. Again, this was episode 4 of the podcast, okay. I believe, if you want to go back and check it out.
Yeah.
But I met somebody while traveling and he was from a different country and exchanged numbers. And he really pursued something with me, you know, constantly messaging. We had phone calls. There was talks about like flying to Canada to come spend time with me. And like, it was real.
He said he was moving to Canada at one point.
Yeah. That didn't happen. And it went on for about, I want to say seven-ish months.
All right.
So it ended last summer, or kind of like that's when he just stopped responding to me and stopped messaging me and slowly drifted into the abyss.
But he would say things like, I'm coming to see you. I booked a trip this weekend. And then like days before that weekend, he'd be like, I never said I booked a trip to see you, and then be like, I'm rescheduling it for this weekend, and they'd be like, I can't come for this reason, like full of garbage crap.
Yes. Well, interestingly enough, that said, somebody just messaged me on Instagram not too long ago.
Mm-mm.
And honestly, I never ever thought that I would hear from this guy again. This is 10 months, I believe, like 10 months after everything exploded or imploded or just dropped off.
Yeah.
And I got that message here and I'm going to read it to you.
I'm going to provide comments as you read it. I'm going to provide, just read it. Just fucking read it.
All right. Sam's fired up. All right.
I'm so fired up.
Hey, Janelle. Long time no speak.
Good.
Don't know if you'll even speak to me.
You shouldn't.
But been on my mind lately.
Gross.
I think you may have a boyfriend too.
She obviously doesn't. You know that.
Creeper. Like he was creeping on my social media.
You
for
know
sure.
She has a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. Just to say, hope you're well. I may be around near your way soonish.
Great. That sounds just as vague as anything you've ever promised or said before.
Maybe we can chat.
No, never.
Tell me to F off if you want to.
For sure. F off.
I hope you don't, though.
I hope you do.
And that was the message that I got. And so, oh, your face.
I just think he's such a dirtbag.
Yeah. I mean, like, break this down for me. Why bother reaching out to somebody 10 months after you were the one who cut off all communication?
Yeah.
And like 10 months later also is a very long period of time. I just honestly have no idea what went through his mind to think like, you know what, I'm going to go out on a limb and message her. But first, I'm going to creep her social media and find out that, yes, she indeed does have a boyfriend. And then I'm going to see if I can weasel my way back into her life.
Like, what is the objective here?
Mm-hmm.
Because there were traces. That was like flirty and like, you've been on my mind. Like, that wasn't like hey, I'm a human who just wants to like say hello to this other human. That was like a...
And maybe like apologize for my horrendous like, behavior.
Yeah. No, buddy. Things weren't forgotten.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're trying to do here, what you think.
Do you think I'm going to leap and be like, oh my gosh.
You're going to visit?
He hasn't forgotten about me.
I'm as excited as I was the last three times you said you were going to visit and then never did.
Yeah. And also, by the way, I'm just going to throw this new boyfriend to the wayside.
Yeah. My boyfriend? What boyfriend? Yeah. The one who actually likes me and treats me well? Like,
So I am a little bit torn, I have to say. Part of me really does really want to respond with kind of some of the similar things that we're saying right now. Yeah. Like, what's your point? Oh, yeah, you're going to be around my way soonish. Oh, would you like to meet up for lunch with me and my boyfriend?
Yeah.
But I have not responded to him.
I think that's awesome.
Is that like the upper hand? Like, I see your message. So he knows I've read this message. Yeah. That was sent a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
And I have yet to respond.
It doesn't warrant a response. It's not worth your time to respond to it. I feel like that's the message that you give by not responding to it.
I know, but part of me just wants to just like,
I know,
just tear him into shreds with everything that I've wanted to say, you know, that built up over the time period of whatever. I mean, what do you do in that situation? If anyone has a great, I don't know, suggestion.
Yeah.
Please feel free to shoot that my way. But yeah, that just, it really caught me off guard.
What should Janelle say?
Or should she say anything at all?
Yeah. Please let us know.
Tweet us right now at TCGA podcast.
Right now.
But I guess we did take this opportunity that we figured we'd chat more about relationships.
Yeah. And like dates. Double dates.
Specifically double dating?
Specifically double dating.
Well, double dating can be fun. I mean, we've gone out on double dates together.
Yeah.
Kind of, I think. But you do have to be careful with the people that you double date with.
Yeah. Because you can get along with one person of the couple or something like that. But what if they don't get along?
Mm-hmm. When the couple that you're going out with on a double date doesn't get along, that's awkward.
Like with each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I understand that couples go through, you know, like you can go through arguments and maybe it happens sometimes publicly because something happened. Absolutely. No relationship is perfect. And you are going to have those
things happen,
kinds of things that pop up. However, I don't know. I feel like when you're out with other people, bite your tongue or something. I don't know. It's just.
Don't ask for people to like referee your fights also, because that puts everyone in an uncomfortable situation.
You know, I've been in a situation before where I've been out with just like one other couple. I've gone out with these people before and have had great times with them and have had some uncomfortable times with them because they were not in a good position or not in a good place as a couple together. And so the guys step out for a smoke and then I hear kind of like, oh, he's mad at me about this and, you know, she's upset about this or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then you have to sit there and think like, are you supposed to be like, oh yeah, I agree. Like that's awful. Like,
yeah.
And it just puts you in a bad situation. Like you said, being almost like a referee.
Yeah. Or having you're to the choose middle a man. Side or something. Yeah.
And feel like, oh, I got to support her because like that does suck. And then there's always two sides to the story. And then meanwhile, the guys are probably outside having the same conversation. Like, oh, like we're fighting about this. Or she's mad at me about this.
I'm so mad at her for this.
Oh, and when you go out and that is the entire evening, it's just like, I don't even want to be out right now.
Yeah.
I don't like, and then you don't want to go out with that couple again.
Because it's just awkward vibes.
Mm-hmm.
I have kind of a flip side to that.
You were the couple that was?
No. As opposed to a couple who is fighting, a couple that is like two groping each other.
Oh.
So I haven't told you.
Is that me?
Yeah.
What?
Okay, so like I love you and Adam. I love you guys together.
Oh my gosh, when did this happen?
Every time you guys are over. So I've been waiting to tell you about this when you weren't expecting it on our podcast.
I'm so embarrassed.
Okay, it's not so bad. It's just really freaking funny because Because you two will...
I feel like we don't even spend a lot of time together.
Well, you two will end up at our apartment. Either you'll be like the last ones to leave, or sometimes we'll be the only ones who come over. Like when we're playing Mario Kart or watching a movie or like whatever. But like, okay, speaking of watching a movie, do you remember when you and Adam came over to watch Wonder Woman?
Yeah, I passed out on your couch.
After like making out with really loud sound effects.
What? Really?
Yeah. And oh. I was getting so annoyed because obviously Wonder Woman is incredible and deserves everybody's full respect and attention. And you guys were like, your kissing noises were like overpowering the sounds of the movie. And I was like so annoyed. And then you guys ended up leaving. I don't even think you stayed for the whole movie and you guys like left. And it was like fine. But there have been other times when you guys have been over and it's always like late night when everybody's been drinking and whatever. And like you guys are like really like wrapped up in each other and into each other. And I'm like, great, I'm so happy for you. Take it to your own bedroom. Get out of my living room.
No, that's so embarrassing. I feel so bad.
So I developed what I thought was a surefire way to like stop this from happening. Not that I want to like stop your guys' love and affection because I think it's beautiful and wonderful.
No, I've always been the person who doesn't want to be that person.
Well, girl.
Oh, no.
So I think it was like one of the last times that you guys were over at our place. And I was like, I've got the perfect solution. I will sit between them and they will not be able to like hook up in my living room because I am between them right now. There's no way this won't work. But then.
The last time we went to your place was...
No, this wasn't the last time. This okay. was like one of the last times.
Okay.
So I was sitting between you guys, trying to like prevent you from using my living room as foreplay. And I was sitting between you guys and then like you guys start holding hands like above my head.
What?
And then you guys start holding hands on top of my head. And literally Adam's like rubbing your hand and my hair is being moved because of it. And I was like, this needs to stop. Like, I can't remember what I said, but I like said something. I was like, you guys are like literally using the top of my head right now. Like, you need to stop. So not even sitting between you guys could prevent your like affection between each other.
That's gross.
And I'm sorry. I don't mean to embarrass you. I just thought it was hilarious because I know you didn't know.
That's so gross. Oh, I hate that. I hate all of that.
I'm so sorry.
Why didn't you tell me earlier?
I can see you cringing. And the thing is like, I also don't want to be the person who's like not supportive of this beautiful love that you have with a guy who's so nice to you. So I'm not going to be like, please stop touching each other. But maybe I'll be more open now about saying like, go home to your own bedroom.
Well, like half of me is happy that you're leaving. So I know that this will never happen again in front of you.
Aww. Or like invite me. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. I'm sorry. I made it uncomfortable. So
yeah, you did that. That's just like the worst.
I didn't consider that your reaction would be one of embarrassment. And for that, I'm sorry.
What did you think my reaction would be?
I felt like you would be like, think it's funny and be proud of it.
No, definitely not.
Okay.
I've always never wanted to be that person who's over the top.
I feel like you guys in general aren't like that. It's always it's like the end of the night. You guys have been over for a while and like,
Like, I don't even remember the hand-holding thing that you're talking about.
Yeah.
I've clearly had too much to drink at that point. And I'm assuming that part of it might be alcohol-fueled.
And I feel like Adam, like your boyfriend, might feel the same way about like you and I.
What do you mean? That we're like,
not that we like make out with each other, but when we are drinking and we dance and we like never stop dancing and we get like ridiculous or whatever. Like the last time you were over, we were dancing. I told you I had queued up a bunch of like bangers that I knew you were going to like want to like, I knew that they would not let us stop mm-hmm. dancing. And Adam was like, let's go. Like it's either now or we're here till 2 a.m. and you guys are going to be dancing the whole time. And I was like, I get it.
Laying down
you
the
can
law.
Take her. I get it.
Well, I lost all sight of everything else we were supposed to discuss because this just like threw a wrench in the side of my face.
I'm sorry.
Nah. It's good that I know now.
I'm sorry I told you, like, publicly
yeah.
and without any warning.
Thanks. Now I realize why you're so adamant about talking about this stuff.
I've been like, let's talk about this for like so long.
Yeah. Well,
I'm sorry.
I hope though that now that I'm aware and knowledgeable about it, it doesn't happen.
Or even if it does happen, and again, I never want to prevent you guys' love from loving, but like maybe now I'll be more comfortable being like, hey, maybe kiss each other quietly. Because I can hear like the spit swapping between your mouths.
Oh, it's so gross. So what else were we supposed to talk about? I've regained consciousness.
Have I damaged our relationship? Like
severely.
Okay, great.
I do recall something else about relationships that can be a little bit uncomfortable, awkward, is just some of the conversations that you have to have when you're in a relationship.
Oh, yeah.
One being the move-in question.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was actually just recently very apparent in my relationship. I've actually never lived with anyone before.
Anyone? Like boyfriend?
I've never lived with a boyfriend before. Okay. And I know that my current boyfriend thinks that that's really weird because I did date somebody for 5 years. And we never lived together. He just assumed that we did. And I was like, no, I've never lived with a boyfriend. And I mean, mind you, that was a conversation I had in that past relationship. But due to job circumstances and everything, we didn't live in the same city. It was a long distance relationship.
Oh, it just didn't make sense.
We weren't able to ever live together. And so never really had to have that conversation.
Okay.
Because it was just like, oh, if we're in the same city, yeah, of course we would move in together.
Yeah.
Now, I just recently moved. Because of that, I guess I had kind of thought that, you know, my boyfriend spends 5 nights a week at my place anyways.
Yeah.
Maybe he'd consider moving in with me. He lives with 2 roommates right now.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's spending this much time in, because we live in neighboring cities, I guess. He's about like a 20-minute drive away in like a smaller
like the
town.
Outskirts. Like a mini town off the tail of our town.
Yeah. So I had thought, you know, oh, like maybe this will present an opportunity for us to have that conversation if he's basically living in my place anyways.
Mm-hmm.
And over Christmas, we kind of did have that conversation and thought, you know, like I would want to live with you. I enjoy your company and it's practically like we live together already. Like, but we never really said, yeah, let's do it, or like, let's put the plans into motion.
Yeah.
And then I ended up getting kicked out of my place that I was living just due to new owners and required every tenant to leave.
Yeah, that was awful.
So I just recently moved and I had kind of thought, I was like, oh, well, we had that conversation. Like, yeah, I would want to live with you. I would love to live with you. That maybe this would be a thing because now it's looking for a new apartment. We can both have an input on it
mm-hmm.
and discuss that. And we did have conversations. And he, I think, really wanted me to move in with him. His roommates don't live with him right now. They are overseas. So it would just be us in this house that he lives in. And he's okay. like, it would be really cheap, like so affordable for you. And that is absolutely accurate. But
yeah.
I would also be.
At what cost, though, otherwise?
Exactly. I'd be like a 20-minute drive away from work. And I work really early mornings. And I was not wanting to do that.
Yeah.
Where he lives is not a place that I want to spend my free time.
Yeah. It's not somewhere where you can like go walk around downtown like you can where you live now.
Yeah. I said, what are we going to do in your town? Nothing. We do everything here.
Yeah. It's kind of isolated.
Kind of like kiboshed that idea, but he never said like, well, like then I'll move in with you. So I just proceeded to look at apartments and shared that with him and shared photos. He came to one of the viewings with me
mm-hmm.
just because he said he wanted to be a part of the process. And yeah, we'd never had this conversation. And meanwhile, now I moved into my new apartment. And he kind of blindsides me and he's like, well, you never asked me to move in with you. And he felt bad about it. And I said,
aw.
You didn't really make it seem like you wanted to move in with me.
Yeah, he didn't ask or like you guys kind of talked about the idea in like generalization, like in general terms, but didn't make plans or.
Mm-hmm. I think it was because both of us were too afraid to actually have that real conversation.
Yeah.
On like a side note, he's on contract work. And it's going to be done towards like this fall. So
yeah, it's just like not even just months away.
Mm-hmm. So for me to move into his place wouldn't make sense, because then I would likely end up having to find a new place in the fall anyways when he was done his contract with work. So that was another reason that didn't work. So I was like, I'm looking for a space for me, because I know, you know, eventually when you get a new job, you're going to likely leave. And then hopefully we'll be able to do this like long distance thing and make it work eventually down the line. Like we'll figure that out when it comes. So I'm still looking for something for me, because I'm here longer than you likely. Yeah, it was just like a weird conversation. I was like, well, I told you I would live in with I would like to move in with you and live with you at Christmas. And he's like, no, we never had that conversation. And it was just a very, it was because it was bad communication.
Yeah.
Is really what it broke down to. And like, we got over it. And I was like, well, I feel like you're trying to make me feel bad for not asking you. Whereas I was like, you didn't make it sound like you wanted to live here, but I'll come and spend 5 nights a week with you.
Yeah.
It was a weird conversation to have, but is your fiance the first person that you've ever lived with?
No. I lived with one boyfriend before the one that I got my dog with.
Lived. That's a whole nother awkward thing too.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. How much time do we have?
Let's do it.
Okay. I was dating this guy and he was the world's nicest guy, which was the problem. Before him, dated the world's meanest guy. And so just having someone who was like nice and kind and positive was the most amazing thing in the world. But it kind of blinded me from the fact that we didn't really have any chemistry, but there was nothing that you could point to and say, this is wrong or bad, or like, here's why we should break up. So it was really hard to see that we shouldn't be together. So anyways, we moved in with each other.
And that wasn't a weird conversation. It was just, it just happened.
And no, it just happened. It was like, we are two nice people who are nice to each other. So we should be together and live together and have a nice life together, was basically the thought process and how it all went. And so we did. We moved in with each other. And then it was just, it was like 3 months later that we got Scotch, my golden retriever, when he was a puppy. And up until that time, so when we had lived together for a few months, and it just wasn't right. Like, it wasn't right.
You wasn't right. And you still went and got a dog with this guy.
It wasn't right. And no regrets about that, because it all worked out. But like,
how did you decide who gets to take the dog though?
We did talk about that before we got the dog, and it was like 100% no questions asked. He's obviously going to be my dog. Like if something were to happen, and to make that more tolerable, like I paid for everything and like he was my dog, but that we like got together in our happy little weird Stepford Wives like vibe. Everything's great here, like relationship. We broke up and I took the dog, and we still had to live with each other.
For how long?
I think a month.
Because somebody had to figure out a new apartment situation.
Oh. So we had to still live with each other for a month with our adorable puppy. But honestly, as awkward and unsettled that was, I never felt such relief before in my life.
Really?
Of just being like, okay. So, you know, a lot of lessons were learned in that period of time in my life. But yeah, it all kind of ended up working out. I have never talked to or seen him since we like moved out from each other. And I kept the dog, Scotch, and here we are today and things are good. And so Spencer is the second boyfriend I've lived with, I guess. And things are actually great. So
I hope so. You're getting married. So
things are a lot better. They feel good. So yeah, it's not like before where I felt sick every day and tried to pretend I wasn't. So yeah, that's awkward.
Very.
Yeah. Not even a puppy could save us.
They always say, don't have a kid to save your relationship.
Yeah, dogs don't work either.
When I've had that conversation with my current boyfriend, I said, if we're going to get an animal together, we have to decide who gets the dog.
Yeah.
If anything goes sour.
Yeah.
And he refuses to do that because he doesn't want to believe that that's even an option, I guess.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to be realistic.
Yeah, I understand where he's coming from. But at the end of the day, like, you got to have a plan just in case.
Mm-hmm. So we're not getting a dog yet.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Can't wait until you do, though. Holy crap, that's going to be fun.
Yeah, no, me too. I want one every day. And I have for about 2 years now.
Yeah. So I feel like a terrible person on this podcast episode.
Why?
As I like blindsided you. Can you please send us messages about bad things you've done?
At TCG.
TCGA podcast on Twitter.
And This Could Get Awkward on Facebook.
Or This Could Get Awkward podcast at gmail.com.
Or go to our website at thiscouldgetawkward.com. See, she doesn't feel bad. She's as chipper as ever.
Thanks for listening. See you next time.